So we got a new COVID variant, and you're supposed to be freaking out right now. And if you're not freaking out, join the rest of the media and the Biden administration, the Democrats, and freak out. I need you to start. Start, because you're un-American if you're not freaking out right now over COVID and this new variant. You should be running right now to get your vaccine and your booster, because if you don't hurry up and you don't get that booster as soon as we tell you to get that booster, then you are trying to kill others. We got travel bans, right, that are just a Band-Aid solution. That's what they said on CNN. So what do you really need to do? You guessed it. Get that vaccine now.
These travel bans are Band-Aids. They don't really help very much. What you really have to do is ramp up vaccination, figure out what kind of boosters you need for new variants. mRNA technology is a miracle technology, because probably we can very quickly adjust the formula. This is essentially a computer code, and come up with a new booster.
Yes, we're going to come up with a new booster. There it is. We'll throw that at the end. We're just going to come up with a new booster. It's going to be fine. Now, I'm not anti-vax. I'm in favor of vaccines. I'm in favor of Operation Warp Speed. Want to make that clear before anybody starts criticizing me. None of what I'm saying today is anti-vax. It's not actually, none of what I'm saying today is pro-vax either. I'm just telling you about the politics behind this, right? Dr. Gupta goes on TV this morning freaking everybody out. Well, you got to get that booster. You need to get that booster. If you don't get that booster, well, then you're going to have some problems, okay? And you need to get that booster. That booster is important. Without that booster, we got problems. CNN, again, propaganda, putting fear out there. Go get that booster. And if you haven't gotten that booster, well, you're trying to kill people. You better hurry up or you may die.
And also, when you're looking, Sanjay, at vaccination rate in South Africa and surrounding countries, that's not helping for sure.
Right. No, I think that's very clear. When you look at the vaccination rates, you can sort of align them with how quickly this sort of variant starts to grow. The big question, though, as we've talked about almost since the beginning, with these vaccinations, in terms of preventing infection versus in preventing serious disease. We know that they can be very good at preventing serious disease across the board, and that's likely to be the case here as well. There's something known as the cushion effect. I put this full screen together for you guys. I want you to look at this. When we talk about escaping immunity, people think, well, is the virus sort of, getting around the antibodies? The way to think about this is that these vaccines provide this sort of cushion effect of antibodies, way more than you really need. So against the current virus, it's about a 1 to 1,000 cushion effect with these antibodies. With the mutated virus, it may start to drop off. And if it is dropping off, that's the first indicator of this sort of escape immunity. Again, we don't know that for sure, but that's going to be a big concern. And that does make a case, a stronger case even, for boosters. You want to get more of that cushion effect so that no matter the variant, it can provide you some of that protection.
All right, so let me just recap here based on the experts and what they're telling. One, I should be freaking out and selling all my stocks. That's number one, okay? Because we started that on Friday, right? Number two, you better go get that booster. And if you haven't gotten that booster yet, you should, because it, quote, can provide some protection. Number three, we don't know anything really about this new variant at all. But what we do know is we might need a new vaccine for the variant. You don't believe me? Let's go to the Moderna CEO. I'm not accusing anybody of doing anything wrong. I just want to say this. Follow the money. Follow the money. Moderna CEO says it will take months to clear a new COVID vaccine targeting Omicron, the new killer. I said the words killer because that's what they want you to believe. The Moderna CEO on Monday said it will take months to develop and ship a vaccine that specifically targets the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19. I have a question about that very first statement. How do we know that we need a new vaccine for something when we don't even know if the current vaccine gives you protection against the new variant of COVID? I'm just curious. Doesn't matter. I go back to what I said earlier. Follow the money. Let's go back to this. However, a higher 100 microgram dose of the company's booster shot could be ready much sooner. Wait, why do I need to have a higher dosage if we have nothing that shows that this new variant needs a higher microgram dose of the company's booster shot? I'm wondering here, right? Say it again, follow the money. Quote, the higher dose could be done right away, but it will be months before the Omicron specific variant is ready to ship in massive quantities. Again, how do we even know that we need to ship this new booster? How do we even know that we need to ship a new vaccine in massive quantities for this new variant? We've already had a bunch of other variants. We didn't need a new booster for those. We didn't need a new vaccine for those. Why are we already running to follow the money? The CEO said Moderna believes the Omicron variant is highly infectious. I bet you they do. Why? Because they want you to rush out to the marketplace right now and either A, get your booster, which makes them money, or B, get your two shots, and then you'll start getting your boosters, which makes them more money. I bet you they believe the new variant is highly infectious, even though we really don't know anything about it so far. They say it'll take at least 2 weeks to determine how much the mutations have impacted the efficiency of the vaccines currently on the market. Okay, so why can't I wait 2 weeks? Because this thing is not in America yet in any major way, right? It is in South Africa and these other countries, yes, but is it really here yet? Do I have 2 weeks to wait for the data from South Africa and other countries that are dealing with this new variant before I run out and get a booster and or get a vaccine? I think the answer is, if we're being intellectually honest, is absolutely. In America, you've got 2 weeks. That's not what we want you to know, because we want you to be fearful and we want you to be terrified and we want you to run out right now to the marketplace as quick as you can and start getting your shots. And the fear mongering is, if you wait 2 weeks and you'll be 2 weeks behind, and then you won't have your full protection, which isn't full protection, and you won't have most of your full protection because you'll be behind on getting the second shot and you'll be farther away from getting the booster shot. Let me also remind you of something. If you get the two-shot regimen of any one of these vaccines, you have the same exact protection, basically, of what you get when you have a third shot, which is the booster, after we have the second shot and the first shot that are waning, based on what scientists are saying. I'm just quoting the scientists here. So this idea that I could be behind on my booster if I don't hurry up and get my first shot now and then get my second shot right away as soon as I'm allowed, so then I can get my booster, is lying and misleading the public. And somebody needs to say it, so I'm saying it right now. Now, I hope every one of you, by the way, will take our podcast and share this, because it's going to be really important that people understand the lack of science and the fear-mongering. I'll say it again. Follow the money. Okay? Follow the money. Follow the money. We're making decisions over the last 24, 48 hours that have nothing to do with science, have everything to do with selling booster shots to the American people. I'm not just talking about financially. I'm talking about mentally. This is the government being able to say, we need to do this, and we're going to ban travel. Why'd they ban travel? They want to make it sound worse than it really is. Remember, banning travel was xenophobic and racist when Donald Trump did it, but now Joe Biden does it, and he's just trying to save your life, right? That's all it is. He's just trying to save your life. That's why we got Joe Biden's got to come out and speak to the American people on Monday after he gets back from his vacation. Couldn't have done it on Sunday because he still wasn't ready to come out of hiding, or hibernation, I should say. Right, got to wait till Monday, and then we'll make our announcement, and then we'll scare the hell out of everybody, and then we'll tell everybody you need to go get your boosters, and then we'll whisper to you, and we're going to say things like, you got to go get it now. Now. You got to get it now. That's what we do. Makes sense, right? This all makes total sense. It's all logically sound. I'm being sarcastic, of course. Do I have 2 weeks to wait and see what the hell's going on with this variant in South Africa? The answer is probably yes. But this is how they rush you to go get more vaccines, because they want to control your life. This is why they rush you to go get the booster. And then this idea from, and I go back to the CEO. The CEO's job is to make money. I don't care if it's in medicine or not. The job of a CEO is to make money. And what he said about Moderna believes the Omicron variant is highly infectious is based on fear-mongering. Saying it'll take at least 2 weeks to determine how much the mutations have impacted the efficiency of the vaccines currently on the market. So we don't even know if we need a new vaccine. This is fear-mongering. Quote, depending on how much it dropped, we must decide on the one hand to give a higher dose of the current vaccine around the world to protect people, maybe people at very high risk, the immune-compromised, and the elderly should need a fourth dose. What? Hold on. Well, now I need a fourth dose? The World Health Organization, in a, quote, technical paper published Sunday, said that Omicron has more than 30 mutations on the spike protein that binds to human cells. These mutations are associated with higher transmission and, key word here, potentially reduced antibody protection. So if you had COVID-19 Delta variant, you're screwed. Run and get your vaccines. Run and get your boosters. And you must do it now or you may die. Can you wait 2 weeks to find out what this thing actually is? Nope, because we got to make some money. Omicron was first identified in South Africa's... Now, Omicron was first identified in South Africa in the area around Johannesburg. The CEO warned that the variant is spreading globally already. Hurry, folks. We're going to fearmonger you. We got 2 weeks until we give you the real data on if you even need a new booster or need a booster or if this thing is or is not effective, the current vaccine against this new one. We need you to be afraid of Omicron for 2 weeks because we got to get paid. He pointed to flights that arrived in Amsterdam from South Africa on Friday in which 61 of 624 passengers. Let me say that again. 61 of 624 passengers on a flight from Amsterdam to South Africa tested positive for COVID. At least 13 of them are infected with the Omicron strain as health authorities continue to sequence the samples. That according to the Dutch National Institute for Public Health. Quote, we also believe it's already present in most countries. All right, so it's in America. It's everywhere. By the way, it's going to be everywhere. And this goes back to the whole debate over can we get to herd immunity? I think it's pretty clear we're not. I think it's pretty clear this thing's going to be around indefinitely. I think it's pretty clear, okay? Call me old school. But this idea that even if America gets to 90%, look at Israel. I'm not saying Israel did anything wrong. I'm just saying look at Israel. Israel got people vaccinated at extremely high numbers, some of the highest in the world. They're still having problems because as long as you have open borders, as long as you have people coming in and out of your country, as long as we're a global economy, it doesn't really matter because if other countries don't do it, it's kind of like global warming. We punish ourselves and we do really stupid things on global warming and we hurt American industries and manufacturing and the rest of the world laughs as they pollute. And one country is not going to stop global warming. Hell, as long as China's doing what they're doing, it's not going to happen. That's just the way it is, folks. It's the same thing with COVID. You and I can go out there and do everything perfectly, but as long as we've got flights, and by the way, a little side note, a open southern border that is alive and well, where you can just walk across right now with any disease you want to bring into America, and we won't check you for it, this is never going to stop, which goes back to why they just floated the idea of, oh, you might need a fourth booster. When do I stop taking boosters? At what point do boosters actually hurt me? As a human being, do we have any research on that? Not enough to know. And when I say we don't have enough info to know, I mean it. We won't know for years, maybe decades. The downside of this vaccine is the side effects of this vaccine long term. And I promise you, there are going to be some long term effects. That's just the way it's going to be. Now, I took the vaccine because I knew it was high risk. What does high risk mean? My dad got it. I've got his DNA. He almost died pre-vaccine. He was on oxygen for 3 months, and he was in good health beforehand. He was in the hospital for weeks on end. I also have asthma. That's why I made a medical decision. Because dying, and there's a real chance with my DNA, based on what we saw with my dad, and based on the fact that I have asthma, based on my age, that I was at high risk for hospitalization. I got young kids, don't want to die. I made a medical decision, not a political one. Said this over and over again. I made a medical decision with the people that I trust, literally with my health, with my life, like literally with my life. And we made a conscientious decision based on data, based on facts. But this idea that I'm going to just get this booster indefinitely and they're going to change the vaccine. Now I got different vaccines that are in my body related to the same thing. Like at some point, I think we ought to hit the pause button here and go, hold on a second. Let's dial back the crazy for a moment. I'm just saying. No, you're going to need booster after booster. I can tell you right now, I'm probably going to get the first booster. Okay, to protect me from Delta variant more so. Am I going to put this stuff in my body indefinitely? I don't know. Because I'm going to make a decision based on science, not based on fear. I'm going to make a decision based on science, not based on politics. I'm going to meet with my doctors, and I'm going to make those decisions each and every time based on new data. And I trust that they're going to look out for me short-term and long-term. I trust that they're going to make the best decision based on what they have, but I'm not going to make decisions based on 2 days of people freaking out, running around, Chicken Little, sky is falling, which is exactly what this administration is doing. and people that are trying to capitalize on that fear, which is exactly what Moderna's CEO is doing right now. I mean, if we already believe it's already present in most countries, and my gut is we're probably going to find out that the vaccine's probably going to give us a lot of protection against this thing. That's my gut. I may be wrong. And if I'm wrong, fine, I'll correct it. But he said, I believe most countries have had direct flights from South Africa in the last 7 to 10 days already. So they're going to have cases in their country. This is what the Moderna CEO is saying. Of course he's going to say it's because he wants you to go get his damn vaccine. The U.S., by the way, has banned entry to non-citizens who've traveled to South Africa and 7 other nations in the region in the past 14 days. Well, that's not totally true because we haven't banned entry from non-citizens at the southern border. You can walk across from any country in the world right now, and we won't test you for this variant or anything else. The United Kingdom and the European Union have also implemented similar travel restrictions. The variant has spooked global markets. As you know, the Dow Jones dropped 905 points on Friday, 2.53%, its worst day of the year. Why? Because people are losing their minds instead of saying, hold on, calm down, let's take a moment and deep breath. And the hysterica is being fed to you by the media and by Big Pharma because they want you to go get the vaccine. They're hoping that this new variant will make you freak out. Okay? They're hoping that this variant will make you lose your mind. Look at Moderna today. Stock up, what, almost 10%? Up to $360. That's pretty impressive. You want to know the 52-week range for Moderna? $102 to $500. Let's take a 5-year look at Moderna. You want to know where Moderna was back 11 of 2019? It was at $17 a share. It's at $360 today. Don't tell me there's not massive money in this thing, okay? It has a market cap of $144 billion right now. It's been up as high as $500 a share. Okay, you go back to all this COVID crap was happening. Hell, go back to let's just go to January 2020. January 2020. This thing was at $20 a share. It's now at $357.99. I'm going to get the real market numbers right now. It may be different when you listen to this by a few bucks. You can't tell me there's not huge money connected to this. And they're going to make a lot more. It's up 10% today. It's up 10% because they understand that there are going to be people today that say, finally, they say, screw it. I'm going to go get that booster. They've scared me into it. I'm going to go get my first jab because they've scared me into it. This is not public health, folks. This is money-making decision-making. This is decision-making based on money. This is fear-mongering based on money. This is none of what I've talked about this morning has anything to do with science. What we do know is one thing. We don't know jack crap about what's actually happening right now. That's what we do know. And making a decision based on fear, making a decision based on what you don't know is a stupid decision to make. I don't make decisions with guns in my head. And what has happened over the weekend is they put a new gun in my head. That's what they've done. That's what they've actually done. I'm not going to take medical advice based on no science, based on hysteria. That's dumb. And any smart person should agree with me. So for me, did this new Omicron change anything? No. You want to know why? Because I talked to my doctors this morning. They said for them, nothing's changed yet. We don't know anything. And we'll know a lot more in 2 weeks. So in other words, I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Okay, that's all I need to know. Does that mean that if you're unvaccinated, you should run out and get vaccinated? It's a risk-reward game for you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Now, it is a real risk-reward game. If this thing is bad, then you're in a bad position for a time being, maybe. But you've already been, by their standards, in a bad position the entire time by not getting the vaccine. It's a risk-reward. The people that are making the policies right now and demanding that you get vaccinated and the people that are demanding that you get boosters and the people that are saying maybe you need a fourth booster, fifth booster, sixth, and we may need a totally different vaccine because of this new variant are the same people that are making incredibly stupid decisions based on politics. Let me give you an example. Did you know that we have not called the new variants what we should call them because the World Health Organization was worried that they might offend China and China's authoritarian regime. This is true. We have gotten confirmation out. The World Health Organization has decided that they would change what they would call these variants. And the reason why is because they were afraid that China would be angry. And they didn't want to make them mad. Take a listen to how Fox News explained this over the weekend.
But guess who didn't take a break this Thanksgiving? The rotten, miserable, power-crazed bureaucrats, technocrats, public health experts, the feeble politicians who indulge them. They're out with a new variant. We're not supposed to call it the Xi variant because the craven, corrupt World Health Organization is worried that that would offend China's brutal, authoritarian dictator Xi Jinping. So let's call it exactly that, shall we? Xi variant, Xi variant, Xi variant. Or how about the Fauci variant? Oh, wait, that was the original pandemic virus, the one that was most likely created as part of the reckless gain-of-function experiments Fauci commissioned in Wuhan. But the most accurate name for this new variant is, in fact, the Scariant. They're exploiting it to scare you so they can grab more power. Look at this mad overreaction from New York's Governor Kathy Hochul. With reckless lack of proportional responsibility, she hypes it all up. It's coming, she screams. State of emergency, state of emergency. Why? What's the emergency? Are people dying in the street? No. Are hospitals overwhelmed? No sign of that at all. Is this variant more deadly? Doesn't look like it. In fact, it could actually be less dangerous.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway. So I would say we just don't know.
So in other words, we have good news coming out of this, but we really don't know. That's what Dr. Collins said on State of the Union, right? We don't know. It actually could be less deadly. In fact, we may be freaking out over nothing. But you better hurry up and go get it right now, that vaccine. And Moderna, making sure we capitalize on this. Yeah, Moderna out there. Hey, you better hurry up and get this thing fast because you're behind the eight ball, folks. You need to really, really, really hurry up. You need to go fast. You need to go quick. You're running behind. You better run. You better hurry. You better go quickly. This is not a laughing matter. This is not a joke. Could cost you your life. Let's go. You might kill grandma too. And you don't want us to cancel Christmas because that's still on the table as well. Which is exactly the point that was being made by Hilton there on Fox.
Oh, so it could be milder. And young people have mild illness anyway. Yeah, that's what we've been saying since the beginning. It's not the same risk for everyone. And yet they're still pushing the same response for everyone.
Get boosted and get the children vaccinated also.
Why? What's that based on? There's no science behind it.
Well, let's talk about the kids real quick. And you heard what Fauci said over the weekend. Get it for the kids, because that's where the most money is right now. The largest population of people that are not vaccinated are children. If you don't think Moderna is thinking about the money that's sitting there with your kids and their arm and getting the jab, you don't understand corporate business. You don't understand shareholders. You don't understand how the private sector works, because you have to look at this. And you look at Moderna. I go back to it. They're up, what, 10%? This is a company, I have to go back to this. Go back to March 1st of 2020. The stock opened that morning at $19 a share. This thing's now $361. How much more money they make if all the kids get vaccinated? And you want to trust Fauci on this? I don't trust Fauci on this. Okay, I want to make that very clear. I do not trust Fauci. I don't believe Fauci. I don't trust him. I think he's an angry, bitter liberal who hates conservatives. That's what I think. Prove me wrong. Look at his political attacks he made on conservatives over the weekend. I'll say it again. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Tell me I'm wrong here. I want somebody to tell me that I am wrong. I don't think I am. I think I'm absolutely right. I don't believe for a second that I'm wrong on this one. They know where the money is. It's in your children. It's in their arms. Do I trust them? No. The fact they're already talking about a new booster or a new vaccine based on a new variant they know nothing about, which may actually be less deadly, that may not wreak havoc on anybody, but we're doing travel bans right away because we're freaking out and we need you to get that vaccine right away. Hurry, folks, right away. Got to run. Run quickly. Go get it, because if you don't, well, you're the worst person in the world.
Oh, wait. Yes, there is, because Fauci is science. He told us that this morning.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science.
I represent science. I'm the guy that you're not allowed to criticize. I'm the guy that is the guy, the science. I'm the scientist. I am the man. I am all things science. That's what I am. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing how this works. It truly is. It's all science, folks. Everything's science. No matter what we tell you, we are scientists. You cannot criticize us, because if you criticize us, you're criticizing science. You can't ask us questions, because if you do, you're anti-science and you're trying to kill grandma. You can't hit pause by getting any of the shots we're telling you to get, because if you do, you may die. You can't wait 10 days for us to get info on this new variant. You must run out and get vaccinated and get your kids vaccinated now, because if you don't, you're going to die. At some point, people are going to realize this fear-mongering is exhausting. And I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. I'm not believing it. I'm not buying it. I'm not going to submit to it. I'm not. Not because I'm arrogant. Not because I'm cocky. Not because I'm playing doctors. Because I'm listening to doctors. And I'm listening to researchers who are saying the complete opposite of what they're saying right now. Do you have 10 days to wait to decide? Yes, you do. And just because Wall Street freaks out on a Friday doesn't mean that I'm going to put something in my body. So let them freak out, idiots. Lose 1,000 points on Wall Street, 900 and whatever to be exact. I don't want to have somebody call me and send me a message saying, you lied. Okay, 900 points plus. There, you happy? Because people are freaking out based on fear, based on fear-mongering, not based on anything medical. That seems really stupid to me, but we're doing it. And you must believe us. And if you don't believe us, then you're the worst person in the world. And if you don't listen to me, well, then you aren't listening to the science, because I'm a scientist.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science.
Have you ever heard anything so narcissistic, so delusional, and so dangerously wrong? The idea that one man and his opinion is science is literally the opposite of science. Fauci is the anti-science. He's been the anti-science from the very beginning. Real science would have based our COVID response on the facts about this disease, the fact that it has a vastly different risk profile depending on age and health condition.
Now, take a step back, and I want to just go back to what has happened over the last 24, 48 hours, right? South Africa president has actually called the Omicron travel bans completely unjustified, and now he says discriminatory. Because people are making these decisions, not based on science, based on fear.
President demanding a reversal. Here he is.
We call upon these countries that have imposed travel bans on our country and our other Southern African sister countries to immediately and urgently reverse their decisions. Now, these restrictions are completely unjustified and unfairly discriminate against our country and our Southern African sister countries.
All right.
So here's my question. Is Joe Biden a racist now, using his own logic? Remember, everybody was a racist around Joe Biden. His whole team was saying everybody was a racist during the campaign when Donald Trump banned travel. So, I mean, using that logic now, you would think that Joe Biden is a racist, right? Because South Africa pretty much said, if you're banning us right now, it's discriminatory. You're a racist. You're racist against people with dark color skin. You're racist against Africans. I wonder if the media will report on that. Of course not. I'll go back and say what I said earlier. We have a few days to wait on data. And anybody that's trying to rush you to go get a vaccine or rush you to go get a booster because of this new thing, that's not the reason why you go get it done. You get it done if you talk to your doctor and your doctor has a medical decision not based on fear mongering. And this is fear mongering. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's fear mongering. I hope every one of you will share this podcast so people can actually hear the facts, because this is what the media is trying to bury. So please share this podcast. Hit that share button. Make sure you click auto download or subscribe. It's free so you can get this podcast each and every day. And if you'd write us a 5-star review for this podcast, it would help us tremendously wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.